What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We got to do some research. According to the text line, Bruce Arians was bald and had a goatee.
I was looking at some pictures of Bruce Arians. And
confirmed? Yes,
yeah, I mean, you could say that, but
I
think we've had the conversation over the years is that it was a COVID year, so it really doesn't count. And he was playing at his home stadium, and there was nobody in attendance, and that halftime show with The Weeknd was weird.
Yeah, I wasn't even on anything watching that, and I was tripping.
Like, people don't count, like, the Lakers winning and the bubble and all that kind of stuff. Does it count? Yeah, but is it real?
Cardboard fans. It counts. This is a good broadcast booth company. Al Michaels and Shane Gillis. I would love that. I would love that. Make a grilled cheese at 1 a.m. Some people like Herb Street and Fowler. I do like that combo.
I think they're good.
I think they are good.
Yeah. I like Herb Street. Am I not supposed to like Kirk Herb Street?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why anybody... I mean, he makes some... him and Shannon Sharp don't like each other, but that's here nor there.
Yeah.
To say that you're on the same level as Kirk Herb Street, Shannon, timeout.
Yeah.
You don't have your own G5.
Right. Like seriously, like Kirk Herbstreit has a private jet. Okay.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to not like him though? Like I enjoy Kirk Herbstreit.
I don't have a problem with him.
I think he's a good announcer. He doesn't get in the way of the game. And quite honestly, Kirk Herbstreit was the one calling out Pittsburgh the other day, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he was calling out Pittsburgh. You don't see many announcers willingly throw it out there like Kirk Herbstreit did and call out one of the OGs in the NFL like he did on Saturday.
To your aid, from the 816, Arians also had glasses, which by code cancels the goatee.
Okay. So you're good with that. Yeah. And he also had like a plastic shield on his face. Like,
and he was rocking the Lululemon before he said.
Bruce Arians, you look at now, you know, back in the day, he had that kind of that fanny pack. That's every middle school, high school kid now. I know my daughter's at the Lululemon bag.
Gotta have it, man.
So that guy created the Lululemon saddlebag. Is that what we're talking about now?
What's the matter, saddlebags? I watched that movie this weekend. So Dion to Dallas, is that really going to happen?
I hope so. I mean, right? for us, yeah. For what we do for a living, it's the greatest thing that possibly could happen because it'll turn into a bleep show out there.
Because he was just seen the other day talking to Colorado in like their meeting room. He's like, I'm no longer a dad coaching. My kids are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can be a coach. This would be something I would see Dion jumping for.
Oh, hell yes.
Even though he may not do it, he's one of the few that when Jerry calls them, Dion's going to be like, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah.
But again, like we heard Aikman say earlier, like this isn't a coveted job because you can't be you.
Mm-hmm.
Can Dion, of all people, would Jerry allow Prime to be Prime?
I think you'd have to, and I think that has to be the guide rules going in. I know they spoke yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Schefter that said that they had talked yesterday, and it was funny because what he said Dion told him was like, yeah, we'll see where it goes, right? Which is obviously you're not showing your hand. We'll see where it goes means a couple of things. Jerry's got a lot he needs to give me,
mm-hmm.
or you need to make your offer bigger. That's the we'll see where it goes type of stuff from Dion. I think he's openly listening, and you should be openly listening for this job. I mean, you've had 2 years at Colorado, 13-12, mm-hmm. but you know what? You've done a great job at Colorado, in my opinion, because to me, you've created fans, you've propped up a university, you've been a great mentor to a lot of dudes out there, you've made people better human beings, right? Like, I think when you start to check all the boxes, Dion's checking all those boxes in Colorado. Mm-hmm. I don't think he works in the NFL, but that's just me. I don't think that rah-rah type stuff works with grown-ass men. I think it does work with kids and young adults, and he's a great mentor in that. But, I mean, Dion may be the only guy willing to take the Dallas Cowboy job at this point in time because are you, Jarrah, going to give me the opportunity as the coach to have success? Or are you going to be the same guy that we've seen for the last 30 years and that's hold the Dallas Cowboys back from having success? The Dallas Cowboys have been held back from having success, not by Mike McCarthy, not by Tony Romo, not by Jason Garrett. They've been held back from success by their owner, Jerry Jones, for his refusal to fire the general manager, Jerry Jones, and bring in competent football people.
Do we have the quarterback? Let me be very affirmative. I completely believe that we have the quarterback that can take us where we want to go.
Then why did you take so long to sign him, too? And play, you know, like Mickey Mouse games with that guy? If that's your quarterback, get him signed.
Will you look at some kickers this week?
No. Okay. We won't. We just, he's done enough good ones.
Because here's my thing with Dion. If you're going to go to Dallas, you're obviously going to try to persuade the general manager to Jerry Jones, draft your son.
Yeah, but where's Dallas picking?
That's a good question. They're, what, eight? Do you know where Dallas picks in the draft? Are they like eighth?
Are they that high this year? Because I know they won like five games at the end, which probably puts them in the coveted they're 15 to 25 range.
Yeah, they're not in the top 10.
Which means you might as well not make a pick.
12. 12.
Okay, so they're picking 12.
Not that far off.
Shador's not going to last to 12.
You'd have to trade up.
You're going to have to trade up, right? And Dion has already spoken, I guess at the end of last week or over the weekend, and said there are teams where he will not allow his kid Shador to play for, meaning I would guess Cleveland and Tennessee, right? And Shador wants to apparently play for the Giants. I guess he had giant cleats on and wants to throw to Malik Neighbors and
why not?
And whatnot.
They have a good team.
The Giants
I think they do have
a good team. The Giants don't have a bad team. They have no quarterback.
They have a good defensive line. Yep. Exactly. They have a good defensive line. They have a very good rookie running back. They have a good rookie wide receiver last year. They are two players away. One of them is a quarterback, and the other is a receiver.
Their offensive line has been totally garbage for the last five, six years.
I think they can get to a point. I mean, hell, they were in the playoffs with Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And they have a coach I think understands. But he needs that quarterback.
He needs that quarterback.
And I don't know if Shador's that guy right away.
I don't know what it is either, but like with Dion out there saying, I don't want my kid playing for certain teams, and he didn't name the names, but we can all infer it's Tennessee and Cleveland. Who would want their kid playing for either one of those teams? You know, back in the day, I would have been like upset that Dion's saying that, but as a dad, it's your job to give your kids the best opportunity to have success in life, and you want what's best for your kids. Do you want them playing for the Titans or Browns?
Right. We always get the text, like, I want the same energy you guys had for whatever. I want the same energy that people had for Eli with Dion. Eli was like, I'm not playing for the Chargers.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, Eli, come on. And again, I was younger when this happened. But it's like, if you're going to have that energy towards Eli, like, and there was not a whole lot. Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. I don't know. John Elway as well, right? I'm not playing for the Baltimore Colts.
So yeah.
Do not draft me. And now all of a sudden it's like, now that Dion and Shador do this, it's like, well, that's just selfish, and they shouldn't be able to do that.
Well,
it's like,
come on. I will say this. We're 21 years removed when Eli did it, you know, which is, wow, think about that, right? 2004.
Now they're kicking field goals at halftime of the big game.
Right, they're going to the Hall of Fame now. Like, that's how far we are removed from that Eli thing. And the difference is now everybody's got a voice. In 2004, nobody had a voice. You didn't have social media. You didn't have screaming talking heads on two networks that, you know, or nobody's watching except on social media. You didn't have all of the coverage, you know, that we've had now. A lot of this stuff has changed. So I think maybe people had the same feeling. There's nowhere to voice it back then. You didn't have Bookface and all that kind of stuff where people could get out there and talk about, you know, how they feel. Now everybody's got the ability to voice their opinion 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you see more of this. But I'm for Archie Manning. I'm for Deion Sanders. You don't have a long time in the NFL to make it, right?
No.
3.5 years is the average shelf life in the NFL. And as a dad, like my view on this is completely different since becoming a dad. As a dad, if I had an athlete that was this good, like Shador Sanders potentially could be, do you really want him going to a bad situation with a bad head coach and not having the opportunity to have success? I wouldn't want that for my child in any line of work. I want them going to a place where they're going to have the resources, the ability, the leadership, and all that stuff to make themselves better. Tennessee and Cleveland don't provide that right now.
Right.
So I don't blame Deion Sanders for being out there and being a dad and saying, I want my kid to go to a place where he's going to have success. Because in 10 to 15 years, it's all over and there's no redo on this thing.
No doubt about it.